turnovers and 13 penalties.
Hey, you're not going to win a football game that way. I mean, we put them on, left them on the field too many times on third down where we got penalties to extend drives. You felt like you had to stop, but 13 penalties and two turnovers isn't going to win a football game in this league.
Do you feel like your team was ready to play today? I mean, two deflating losses and to come out like that to get that kind of an effort.
Yeah, I thought, you know, you battle back and you end up tying the game 24. But we didn't do enough good things to win. Obviously, 13 penalties, missed two field goals, two turnovers, not enough to win a football game.
On Sanchez's interception, what do you say?
I was on the other side. I knew he threw it behind. It looked like he threw it behind Jordan. I don't know. I think they were bringing a blitz. I don't know if he had a chance to set his feet and throw the ball, but I know the ball was behind Jordan.
Not being able to score when you guys recovered that kickoff to start the second half, I mean, how big was that?
That was big. You know, you want to come away with points. Obviously, you start off. It's a good momentum swing. Malcolm makes a nice play on the kickoff cover. We get the ball out there. You think you're at least coming away with three. You always want seven in those situations, but, you know, that's kind of what the game was like all night. No, we didn't talk about that.
Anything with Parkey's groin pregame?
No, he was cleared. He was 100%. He kicked all week in practice, so I don't think it's got anything to do with that. I just think he missed. It looked like he missed in the same spot every time. Even the one he made, it looked like he pushed it to the right. So,
what was the game plan going in against Deshaun to try to limit some of those deep balls?
You try to get some help over the top, you know, in certain coverages and get matched up with them. But I thought, you know, we felt like our corners could stay with him, but obviously they didn't, and he had a good game. Just needed to get someone else in there and see what he could do. So put Nolan in there and then brought Fletch back in dime. So.
You did a lot of dinking and dunking today. Was that what they were giving you?
Yeah, a lot. They played a lot. They played very deep in coverage and played off of people. You know, they were down a couple linebackers, I think. You know, we felt like Zach could exploit them in there a little bit. And that's, you know, he had a really big game against those guys, kind of operating, giving us the ball in the middle of the field a lot. And that's what, you know, that's what we took. But, you know, didn't convert in a red zone. Missed those two field goals, so offensively didn't get it done.
You've got to put yourself in a pretty tough spot now in terms of the division.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at going forward?
We got one game left. We got to go get ready and get focused for the New York Giants and got to win that game. And then there's a lot of other things that have to happen besides that we have no control over, but the only thing we do have control over is getting ready for New York. So.
There's another untimely turnover from Mark. Do you feel like he's played well enough?
I thought he played well in this game up until that turnover. You know, the one that Kerrigan stripped him, I don't think he saw him coming. Coming around lane, but besides that, I thought he threw the ball well. But you can't turn the ball over in a critical situation like that.
The Lions struggled early, gave up three sacks in the first half. What was going on there, and what adjustments did you
make? I think Jeff made a couple of adjustments up front. We got beat on a couple twists, just passing things off. I think he made some good adjustments, and things settled down a little bit. I think Lane did a better job getting used to what Ryan was going to do to him. He's really a dynamic pass rusher, as we all know. But I thought as the game went along, those guys did a good job.
When you see DeSean Jackson have his second straight 100-yard
No, I'm thinking about the football game.
This is not the first time you stood here talking about turnovers and penalties. Is this team lacking discipline?
No, they're not lacking discipline. We're just not doing the right things to win a football game, but I don't think they're lacking discipline.
There was a key third and one play where Sean got stopped in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to tell what happened?
Yeah, we didn't get a good push up front. Didn't look like it looked like we got knocked back a little bit. And obviously, if you're going to win games like this, you got to convert on third down like that. And we knew it. I don't think there was anybody coming free, but we just didn't get a real good push up front.
Did you consider going for it after that?
Or on fourth down, though. No. I mean, we were in normal field goal range. That wasn't like it was a long kick that we were attempting at that point in time. So.
At the end of the half, the decision to punt, what went into that?
What's that?
The decision to punt at the end of the half, it would have been a very long field goal.
Yeah, it was too far out. We know pregame where he was going to go. We had to get the ball inside the 35-yard line. We weren't inside the 35, so.
Think about going for it on fourth down?
No, because if you turn the ball over there, then they get a shot, so.
What allowed Nate to get the interception?
I think he did a good job of reading the quarterback's eyes and understanding where he was trying to do. I think a lot of times RG3 was trying to look him off, you know, as the high safety. We played a lot of man-free coverage, and then you got to do a good job of reading the quarterback and reacting back. But on that play, I thought he did a good job.
Did Billy come to you about replacing the private?
No, Billy's up in the box. We talk on the headset. You know, I knew what was going to go on. So.
Second game in a row, you had to spend a lot of bullets just getting back into a tie situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just so to maintain that sort of momentum?
No, I mean, that's what you got to do. You know, and I think a lot of it we created. We put ourselves in a hole, you know, with the penalties and, you know, extending drives, and that's on us. But, you know, you can't sit there and say, hey, we expended too much energy getting back in the game. We had the ball at the end, driving, put ourselves in a situation to win, and we didn't do it. We didn't execute.
Bradley Fletcher had some tough one-on-one situations last week, too. Was there any thought to making sure he had safety help throughout here against Deshaun?
No. I mean, we had a game plan going in, you know, and felt like we could match up, and obviously it didn't work.
Why was Ertz more of a
I think their linebackers are really banged up. You know, they didn't have any. I think Perry Riley was the only guy that's been a normal guy from Keenan Robinson. Their number one cover guy had been out, so we felt like that was something we could exploit inside.
What went into the decision to keep Fletcher in the starting spot up until the latter stages, given his struggles over the last few weeks?
What went into it?
Yeah.
We talked about it and felt like he was the best guy to give us a shot.
On those roughing the passer penalties, did you get a look in terms of the validity of
that? Yeah, I mean, I just saw the replay in the stadium, so.
Did you think they were valid calls?
Doesn't matter what I think. I'm not in charge, so. Thanks, guys.